This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. This is the hour we spend with Dan Watson, the gentleman with the great website, thelubepage.com, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of the U.S. as well as Canada. And when it comes to any lubrication topic, Dan has not only got the credentials as more than 25 years as a certified lubrication specialist, but he's also written for publications, magazines, and online, and done a whole slew of YouTube videos. And every week that he's on, I learn something new from Dan. Telephone-wise, you can call in to myself and Dan at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And don't forget, if you're listening to us on tape delay or on podcast form a little bit later on, that doesn't preclude easy enough for the radio announcer to say, you from participating. So please send me your questions at bob@autoworldradio.com or danwatson@thelubepage.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself, Dan Watson. Dan, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. It's a wonderful evening, Bob. Good to be on the radio. So
absolutely.
Everything doing well for you?
Yep, doing well. I was last couple of weeks. My voice has been a little bit shaky, but thankfully it seems to be coming around back to normal. So that's important stuff for a radio guy.
You betcha.
And speaking of the last couple of weeks, you've been talking about a number of topics, including some time you spent talking on ethanol. And I understand that some folks and there have been some questions raised regarding ethanol, and you'd like to take a little time to talk about some of these issues.
Well, I guess you have to be careful when you talk about ethanol, because there is a constituency in the Middle West, and it's agricultural, and they grow the corn that's converted into ethanol. So it's like I'm picking on them if I'm not in favor of ethanol. And I'd like to first say I'm not picking at anyone associated with ethanol. I'm trying to be technically analytical on how ethanol works and whether it's a good idea. Now, that's my primary objective, because as a lubrication specialist, fuel and filters, it's my job to try to ferret out and give a truth in what I say that will benefit our listeners and the consumers that will hear what I have to say about a particular product like ethanol. Now, I have no issue with ethanol being made. I have a problem with ethanol being mandated as part of our fuel source, because it's not a very good fuel when compared to gasoline or diesel. So if ethanol finds a place it can be used and it works out and it can be beneficial to the customer, that's a wonderful thing. But it's actually mandated by the government and pushed into many places where it is just simply not a good idea. One of those places would be the whole boating or marine industry. So many problems are created by ethanol because of what they call separation, lamination in the tanks, and separation in boats. People would like to use their boat every day, every week, as often as they can. But most of the time in their real lives, they don't get to them as often as they'd like to. And over, you get out past about 45 days, a lot of ethanol-gasoline mixtures begin to separate. Now, when they separate and collect with water, they can cause corrosion problems inside the fuel systems that ethanol blend is sitting in. We end up with, especially the older carbureted models, with just all kinds of disasters. And it's just not a necessary thing, because the ethanol actually decreases the performance of the fuel in these marine applications. So there is no reason for it to be there other than it's mandated by the government. And the problems are costing millions of dollars across the country with related fuel system problems due to ethanol separation, ethanol gumming up the carburetors, sticking the floats, can't get the carburetors to work right, clogging up the jets. It goes on and on. And then ethanol will separate, like I said, and combine with water. And so people have to have a fuel water separator filter system on the boat, some of them with outboards that have never had it. I mean, because they never needed it, they find they better put it on, especially if they don't want to have a problem with the fuel system inside their outboard motor. So it just goes on and on of these unnecessary problems created by a government mandate that shouldn't have been there. It's not providing now. If you then go a step further in the real world, we make most of the ethanol in this country from corn. And if you had a page full of what can you make ethanol out of, and you listed the different biofeed products you could use, corn would be on the bottom. Maybe it'd be above, you know, straw grass, but it'd be close to the bottom in the anything you'd select for a feedstock for ethanol. And we're using up just millions of bushels of corn to do this, which would go into the food chain to feed the chickens, the turkeys, the cows, the pigs, which all end up somewhere on somebody's dinner table. You want to know why you go to buy a steak dinner at one of these steakhouses, and where it used to be $15, it's now $30? Well, it's because the beef has just about doubled in its price, because not to the rancher, but to the feeder stock places where they feed these animals to fatten them up. Okay, they use corn, and when there's a competition for the corn, it costs more money, and that's just the way it is. So I wanted to clarify that I'm not against anybody making money. Do all the corn into ethanol you want, but ethanol itself is not a good idea for either the fleet or especially the marine community, and it's not good for our food chain that works all the way through to provide food not only for this country, but we used to give away millions of tons of grain and stuff overseas to poor countries facing bad times, and now we don't have the excess grain because we're making fuel out of it. And when we're now exporting natural gas and hydrocarbons, oil and natural gas. We're a major exporter now, and it seems to me we should give up this foolish idea of ethanol and get back to being the most efficient making fuel that we can, that will produce the best products that are best for the consumer, and not let the political influence enter into our energy field to produce something like mass production of ethanol. So I wanted to be clear on that, Bob, because I got a little bit of feedback that I was just anti-farmer, and that's so far from the truth.
Very well said, Dan. I'm glad you took a moment to clear that up and clarify that, because we have lots of stations in America's heartland and lots of great farmers that listen to us. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages and more with Dan Watson from the lubepage.com. Don't go away.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you for joining us. Dan Watson is with us, and that's always good news. Telephone lines, we'll wipe them open here. Let's open up all the spigots, and make sure that Mackenzie is watching them at 855-660-4261. Also via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Or you can also get Dan at dan@theloopage.com. And Dan was talking a little bit about ethanol in the first segment, and that was definitely a very interesting topic that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. But I'm glad you clarified a number of things there, Dan. Well, what do you think? Shall we go to a couple of questions?
Yeah, let's just get on to the questions and see if we can answer a few tonight.
All right, that sounds good. Let's see, our first question tonight comes in from South Carolina, where we have lots of listeners, especially in Columbia. Gary in South Carolina writes, I have a 1969 Chevy Chevelle 396-inch muscle car, 396 cubic inch muscle car. Can I run AMSOIL in this vintage car? What a great question.
Well, you must have been listening to us when we talked about what was our favorite muscle car. And I think you mentioned the Chevy Chevelle, and I was talking about the Pontiac GTO. We talked about a couple other cars, but this is one of the ones that we actually mentioned and talked about. So you might have been listening. Well, and the answer is yes, and you probably should look towards a different oil for this vehicle. This 1969 Chevelle big block engine has some what we call solid lifters and a tappet valve, call it system or procedure. And what that means is that you have solid lifters, push rods, and rocker arms, okay? Now, that camshaft, to be protected like you want it to be, you need a healthy, robust additive package in your oil containing sufficient zinc and phosphorus. So you'd say, well, that should be okay. If I buy a good modern engine oil, I should be covered. And the answer is, well, no, not really, because most of the oil you're going to buy now that would be carrying the SN plus rating, the EPA has mandated a maximum concentration of 800 parts per million of zinc or phosphorus, and we're talking about in these particular engines probably looking more in the 1,000, 1,200 range for the kind of protection that was designed for this motor. So you can still find it if you look far enough and you find some type of oil that's rated for these engines, and they tell you on it that it's a high zinc formula, that type of thing. But the AMSOIL company came out with a line of oils that they refer to as Z-Rod, like hot rod, Z-Rod, muscle car oils. And they have a 1030 and a 2050 in these oils, and they're very high zinc and phosphorus in a high quality synthetic base oil. So they're really designed to serve these cars well. The synthetic aspect of it gives you instantly a better oil and better protection, and it doesn't oxidize and break down as quick or easy as petroleum. But the high zinc and phosphorus gives this an excellent anti-wear performance that is perfect for this type of cam and lifter system. So, yes, you can run AMSOIL Z-Rod. Probably in this engine you'd be fine, unless it's got a lot of wear. You'd probably use the 1030. If it isn't holding as good a compression as it did when it was brand new and it's got a little bit of play in it, then you'd probably go up to the 2050 for that application. So I hope that answers the question.
It's a very good answer. And certainly hope he takes advantage of utilizing AMSOIL in that Chevelle SS from 396 to 69. I got a question here from Ben in New York. He's got an old pan head Harley Davidson. He's looking for a synthetic 60 weight oil. Everybody tells me to run 20W50, but I prefer to stay with the 60 weight it calls for. Do you know of a source for 60-weight synthetic oil for this motorcycle?
Well, you know, as they say, dog my cats, I do. Anzol makes a 60-weight motorcycle oil just for these applications. There's still a number of these older bikes, and they require 60-weight oil. And you'd say, well, my goodness, wouldn't you be able to get by with 2050? You can, but believe it or not, these things were made with such clearances, you're going to get your best compression ring seal with the 60-weight oil. And you're otherwise, a lot of times, the lighter weight oils, you may even hear a little piston slap going on because it's not quite holding it like it should up and down the length of the cylinder with the piston. So, yeah, you want the 60-weight oil, and it's a good thing to go to the synthetic because these panhead bikes, they're air-cooled just like most of the rest of the Harley-Davidsons, and they can get hot. And if you're running a petroleum 20W50 and they get hot, they'll probably just lose compression. And you probably won't even be able to run, just lose so much compression. If you run a 60-weight petroleum, I've even heard of guys trying to find a specialty 70-weight petroleum to run because when they get hot, that 60-weight starts to thin because it's a petroleum. But you run a 60-weight in a good synthetic base and you still got a 60-weight even when the bike is hot. So everything's good. You get continued performance. You get good compression. You get what you want. Even though the bike runs pretty hot, it doesn't matter because it's got a good, high-quality synthetic. So Anzol 60-weight motorcycle oil, it's available. You know, when we're talking about these Anzol products real quick, Bob, just to remind people, we've been doing it several weeks in a row, but I want to remind our listeners that I am offering a free six-month preferred customer membership. Now, that entitles you to buy Anzol products 25 to 30% off of the retail price. And all you have to do is either call me at 800-370-2986 or email me, danwatson@theloopage.com, or go to theloopage.com and contact me via there and tell me that you want to receive that free six-month membership as a preferred customer, and we'll set you up. And you got 6 months to decide what you need to buy. I'm confident you'll buy some things. You'll be so happy. These Anzol products just perform so well that you'll just keep on going as a preferred customer. I think I hear the music, so it's time to go.
It sure is. Time for a quick timeout, and we got another question standing by for Mike in Atlanta, but we'll put it in neutral, and we'll be back with more with Dan right after.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong protesters threw bricks and gasoline bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas as chaotic scenes returned to the summer-long anti-government protest for the first time in nearly 2 weeks.
Hundreds of black-clad protesters armed with bamboo poles and baseball bats fought with police officers wielding batons on a main road following the march that was sparked by surveillance fears. Fernando Chang is trying to build a bridge between the police and the young protesters.
The youth don't necessarily listen to the legislators, but we are here to witness what's going on, be the bridge between the police and the protesters, make sure that there's sufficient time for the protesters to respond, make sure that the police don't jump onto their violent conclusions so fast.
The violence has interrupted nearly 2 weeks of calm in Hong Kong, which had been gripped by a turbulent pro-democracy movement since June. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between the candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yeah, we're back here on Auto World. We thank you so much. Dan Watson joins us from thelewpage.com, and we're taking your questions as usual. We've got Mike in Atlanta with a question for Dan. And Dan, again, is a 25-plus year lubrication specialist and one of the largest distributors of AMSOIL products, not only in the Central Florida area, but all over the country and all over the USA. Mike writes in Atlanta, can I use a synthetic grease in an application where conventional grease has been used? So he wants to know about changing
sure.
that.
Sure, good question. Now, let me take a second and try to explain grease for just a moment, because it helps answer this question. Grease is made up of two major components. One is called a soap or thickener, and one is the lubricating oil. Now, the soap or thickener, I use soap because that's used in the industry many times, it's thickener. You can look at grease like a sponge. The material of the sponge would be the thickener, and the liquid in the sponge that you could squeeze out would be the lubricating oil. The object of grease is to try to get lubricating oil in a place where if you put liquid, it would just run away and be gone. So when I put grease into a joint that is that flexes or is exercised and has some motion where two pieces of metal could be rubbing metal to metal, I want to get some lubricating oil in that spot where those things could rub together. So how do I do it? Well, I can't just sit there with a squirt can and as the truck is going down the road and they're trying to steer it and hang under the truck and squirt oil onto the moving member of the linkage for the steering. I can't do that, okay? So what I do is I put a sort of a boot around it, and I pump grease into it, and as that grease or sponge, if you will, is sitting there full of oil, when that there's a motion made, it rubs against the sponge, and oil leaches out onto the moving part, and now we're lubricating what's being moved. That's the basic theory of grease. The thing we get concerned about in grease is that different people use different types of thickeners or soaps. For example, everybody probably, if they've been into a parts store or somewhere, they see what's called lithium or lithium complex grease. But there's also aluminum complex and urea complex grease and clay-based grease. And then there's calcium-based greases. So you can see there's a bunch of different ones in the marketplace. What you actually do have to be concerned about when you're going to bring in a different grease than has been used in a particular greasing application, you have to make sure that the thickener or that the soaps are compatible. That's what you worry about. Now, a synthetic grease, I could have a lithium complex synthetic grease. What would that mean? Well, I'm using the same lithium complex thickener or sponge that is used with petroleum. The difference is I'm putting a synthetic oil in as the lubricant. So how is that different than conventional? Well, all the same reasons where I use synthetic oil versus conventional or petroleum oil in any other application. My synthetic grease is going to have a much higher temperature rating. That oil is going to be able to stay liquid and lubricate in very high temperature places where the petroleum oil that would come out of the thickener would all of a sudden find itself flashing off to vapor because it couldn't take the temperature of whatever metal surface it was trying to lubricate. So synthetic greases have higher temperature ranges. They actually have lower temperature ranges because they don't freeze. So we're worried about the thickener, though, of can I come in with one? Now, there's a chart online, and any good, if you go online and look up a grease compatibility chart, you'll find one. And it lists all this stuff in a nice, rather easy-to-read chart that sets up rows to tell you which greases are compatible with each other, that kind of thing. And it turns out that there are some, polyurea is a grease that's not very common for it to be compatible with very much in the marketplace. Lithiums are pretty compatible with a lot of things. Calcium is, and calcium complex, they're compatible with a lot of things. But it is good if you're unsure to go online. You'd have to find a book, but now you can just go online and type in grease compatibility chart, and you can determine if the grease you're buying is compatible with where you were greasing. Now, if you don't know what grease was used before, it's probably a good idea to push enough grease through with the new grease that you fill up and push out the old grease until you see the new grease coming out of the joint. And then you pretty much have pushed all the old stuff out and put the new stuff in. What's the danger if you mix two incompatible greases? Your sponge goes away. Thickeners react to each other, and they usually turn to liquid, and it all flows out of the joint. There's no grease left, and you get no lubrication. And whatever you were trying to lubricate may now be frozen or jammed up because there's no lubrication in that joint. So that's the story without going into grease school, going too deep about grease and what you got to look out for. Grease is still prevalent. There's a lot of places that are still grease. People think, well, grease is old-fashioned. It's not around. Nope. grease is still out there because there are so many places that you can't put a liquid oil. You need something like that sponge to be put in place so that it leaches out the lubricant onto the lubricating surfaces. And grease does that and does it very well. So I don't think grease is going away. And the biggest thing to be careful of is incompatible thickeners in grease. That's what you have to be careful of.
That makes sense, absolutely.
All right.
Let's see, we got another question here from, this one's from Sarasota, and it's Carl. I have a 30-foot diesel-powered boat. What oil would you recommend for the two diesels I have in the boat? Not uncommon to have multiple outboard motors on boats, Dan.
No, well, here's what I would say to Carl. Carl, I really can't tell you unless you let me come down and take the boat for a weekend and try it out. Then I'd be able to determine. I'd love to get in a 30-foot diesel-powered boat. That's an offshore-type boat with probably a nice, cabin cruiser, or maybe even a commercial fisher-type boat, you know, with a big flying bridge and all that stuff. So, Carl, how about you just invite me down, and I'll operate the boat and come up with great recommendations. You just give me the keys to it for a weekend. So, I'm just kidding. I know Carl's not going to do that. But here's the thing. These diesels, depending upon the year it's made, now up until really, really recently, these diesel-powered boats were not typically subject to all of the type of pollution controls we're putting on trucks that drive down the road. So you would be looking at, well, does it have a catalytic converter? Does it have other kinds of additions into its exhaust system, these kind of things. Let's just assume that it hasn't gotten to that stage, because that might only be the last couple of years they're trying to put on some type of additional pollution control. And that it's going to take original heavy-duty diesel and marine engine oil. So let me finish this up right after this break. I hear the music, and we'll get back and finish it up incomplete.
That sounds great, Dan. And again, got a question? Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Mackenzie@GCN.com. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're having lots of fun with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com, taking your questions, a good opportunity to get one in via the email Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com, and we'll continue our calls here with Carl in Sarasota. And Carl has got a 30-foot diesel-powered boat. What oil would you recommend for the two diesels I have in the boat?
Yeah, I was finishing up with Carl just before the break, and what I was saying was that these diesels in a boat, this is probably a cabin cruiser or a could be a commercial fishing boat. But anyway, these engines need an oil that is marine rated, meaning that it has a lot of corrosion and rust and corrosion resistance. And also, these diesels in this boat will be putting out massive power. That's the way these guys are. These diesels, they'll be turbocharged and putting out constant high torque power. And that's because, different than a truck, that once it gets rolling, it takes less energy to keep it rolling down the road than to get it rolling. A boat is basically operating a propeller, which is the same as operating a pump. It's going to move the same amount of water, depending upon the pitch of the propeller, no matter if the boat's going slow or fast. It's just how fast the prop is turning, so what the RPM is of how much water it's moving. So it doesn't get to coast like a truck does going down the road. So it's under a lot of pressure and strain, and it puts out a lot of torque to do this and to push those propellers and push that heavy, big boat. So it would be a good idea, I would recommend, to use the Amsoil heavy-duty diesel and marine engine oil, specifically designed for these applications. It's good if they're turbocharged or not turbocharged, and it's going to give you added protection under high strain, as well as it'll give you a longer drain interval, 2 to 3 times the normal drain interval to drain, and all the while giving you better protection against rust and corrosion at any time that that engine sits unused for a period of time in a high humid environment down on the waterfront. So that would be my best recommendation, Carl, but I'm still willing to do that personal evaluation and come down and take the boat out and drive it myself and see if there's anything else it needs, because I would love to operate a 30-foot boat powered by two diesels out of there.
Yeah.
That would
that
be
sounds
fun.
Like lots of fun. Definitely.
All right. Gotta, so.
Let's move on. Let's go to Liz, who is also in Florida. And she wrote us a note, can I use regular oil in my inboard, outboard ski boat? My neighbor says that I have to use marine engine oil, and I don't understand why, since it's just a GM 350 motor, just like the one in my truck. Please settle this argument.
Well, it is a 350, but it's not just like the one in the truck. What happens to these motors that come from General Motors or Ford or Volvo uses some GM blocks also, that you have to marinize the engine. Oh, it sounds like I'm going to marinate it and slice it up and eat it like steak, but that's not really what I'm talking about. To marinize the engine means that you take out the camshaft and you put a different one in. Now, why do you do that? Well, in this boat, she says it's an inboard, outboard ski boat, and that boat's going to really have about two speeds, idle and wide open, and that's it. There's not going to be any cruising around at 2,000 RPM. You're going to get those skiers hooked up back there, and I water skied a lot as a young guy, and they're going to give the thumbs up, and you're going to throw the throttle forward and let it rip, and that motor's going to come up to about 4,500 RPM, maybe even 5,000, depends on the application. And you may have that big a motor, you might have two, three, or four skiers back there having a ball. And you're pulling them, and you got that motor loaded down, and she's running 4,500 RPM. Now imagine that if you took your pickup truck with a 350 in it, and assume you have a manual transmission and you just left it in second gear and crank it up to 4,500 RPM and drove it, you know, 30 miles down the road. Well, you'd call the wrecker truck because they'd come pick you up after the engine failed because it's not designed to do that. So you have to fix this camshaft because you'll float the valves doing that in a regular engine. Remember, in a lot of cases, when you have a high-performance engine, back when I was a younger man, you could go buy yourself a three-quarter racing cam or a full racing cam or a half racing cam from somebody like Crane Cams. And the whole idea was you wanted to do higher RPMs for longer sustained periods of time. That takes a different geometry on the camshaft. You can't just do it with the regular one. Now, I know a lot of people out there aren't sure what the camshaft really does and all that. For those of you that know what I'm talking about, you've got to have some different duration on that camshaft, and you've got to be able to get the valves open and closed consistently at a very high RPM rate, and so you're going to have some different geometry, different things done. So once that engine is marinized and they've done this, now you ask yourself, do I use the same lubricant in this engine that's going to run a constant 4,500 RPM than I would in a car that's driving down the road at 2,000 RPM doing 75 miles an hour? And the answer simply is no. The same lubricant that would protect that car is going to be overmatched in that boat running 4,500 RPM. There's a test that's done on all these oils, and it's called the high temperature, high stress. Okay? High temperature, high stress. This test is done at about 300 degrees and 1,800 RPM. And the idea is, do you have any existing oil film on the rotating surface under those conditions? And so they measure it with a fancy type, real space age type device. And it tells you what viscosity of the oil film on that rotating member still is. And that's a critical number for any type of performance application that's going to run continuous high RPM speed. So all of the oils that are designed for true marine application have better high temperature, high shear numbers than standard automotive oils. So that's the first thing. You got to have something that can keep up with the conditions, the high performance conditions that you're going to put on that oil. You have to have an oil that can respond to that, protect, and not disappear. Also, it's good to have a synthetic because it won't worry too much about variations in temperature in order to maintain that high temperature, high shear. Now, the second part is, again, if it's a true marine grade oil, it's going to have the ability to prevent rust and corrosion, much higher than standard engine oil. And that's because a boat stays in very humid, wet conditions and can have a lot of condensation inside the engine. So a true marine engine oil will prevent rust and corrosion in between uses, and you've got to have that high temperature, high shear rating, and now you're cooking. So no, Liz, you really do need to use a true marine, and I suggest that you check out AMSOIL's true marine grade synthetic oils. There's a 1040 and a 1030, and they are just absolutely top of the line if you're going to protect that engine. And I might add and tell you that all of the Volvo Penta motors require synthetic engine oil. If you don't use synthetic engine oil, these new Volvo Pentas, then you'll just void the warranty. So somebody's saying something there about what is appropriate. We can grab this last question real quick, and then I'll remind people about that preferred customer membership, Bob.
Okay, that sounds good. Absolutely. Let's see what else we got. We've got a question from Massachusetts. We've got Judy in Massachusetts. She's got a brand new Honda that calls for 0W16 engine oil. We're seeing more and more of that, Dan.
Yeah.
I can't find this anywhere, but the dealership does. She can't find anywhere but the dealership. Does AMSOIL make a 0W16? Good question.
Yes, they do. And let me hit this real quick. If you can't find a good synthetic 0W16, use 0W20. Don't attempt to use a poor grade 0W16. It won't hold up. Now, quickly, folks, I'm still offering free preferred customer membership for 6 months. It's on me. Just call me, 800-370-2986, or email me, Dan Watson, at theloopage.com, or go to theloopage.com. Take advantage of this discount offer. You can't beat it. You get AMSOIL products 25 to 30% off the list price.
Great. Thank you, Dan, so much.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.